and we're chatting with our friends from United Way of Southwest Michigan. We got Jennifer Tomshack joining us, as well as Rob Burgess. Jennifer, you guys recently had a great event, and it was a virtual event that was private when it came to honoring your volunteers. A ceremony that I had a chance to watch a little bit of it, but that was something that you guys decided to do as a private event because, well, we know this past couple years it's been that way where you have to adapt and do that, but you wanted to do something to still recognize the great volunteers in Southwest Michigan. So tell me a little bit about the event and some of the people that you honored during this this virtual event.
Yes, so every year we have a volunteer recognition event, and you know normally it's live, yeah. But this year we did it as a private award ceremony and pre-recorded it and streamed it online, and we were able to do some fun things with it in that format that we wouldn't normally be able to do live.
Yeah.
So, you know, while there was some downside to it, there was some upside too, because it's a very entertaining show. We had it last Thursday, and it's still on our website, so you can still watch it. And I encourage everyone to do so. It's very entertaining, but it's one of my favorite things that we do, mm-hmm. Because we honor the volunteer leaders in our community. You know, the everyday people who roll up their sleeves and tackle the challenges that our community faces, and really really make substantial impact. And so I love that we get this chance to. You know, to kind of hold up these unsung heroes that people wouldn't normally otherwise hear about. And I think it's important because it's just so inspiring to everybody else. It makes you want to, you know, follow in the footsteps of these role models.
Absolutely. And we do have Rob on the line. We'll chat with Rob in just a second because he is one of those people that were honored. But Jennifer, tell me some of the other people that were honored during this volunteer recognition event.
Yeah, so we... two of the awards that we give, one is the Volunteer United Service Impact Award, and that went to a Whirlpool employee named Umberdeep Arora, and mm-hmm. he leads the employee pledge campaign at Whirlpool and has just done a spectacular job on really driving substantial increases in employee participation rates. And you know, that's the kind of thing, you know, mm-hmm. he's kind of behind the scenes. You know, you wouldn't normally otherwise hear about him, but boy, the impact that he makes is tremendous.
Absolutely.
Another award that we give out is the Volunteer United Business Partner Impact mm-hmm. Award. And this year that went to United Federal Credit Union. And they do so much to create a culture of volunteering there and really encourage it and foster it. You know, they give paid time off to their employees to volunteer. You know, they actually call their group Team United, and it's dedicated to volunteering and helping out with all kinds of different nonprofits in our area. And so they won that award. And then, of course, every year we also give out our Volunteer United Youth Scholarships to one student in each of our three counties, Darien, Cass, and Van Buren.
That's wonderful. And, you know, we've got Rob on the line. And Robert, you are the winner of the Margaret B. Upton Volunteer Leadership Award. And we know that I have had a chance to talk with you in the past for some of the other great volunteering that you have done. But what does it mean to win an award like this?
It's really quite humbling. I think of the last... decade and a half mm-hmm. or so that I've volunteered in West Michigan here, and I've met a lot of other volunteers who do wonderful things, as Jennifer indicates, in our community. I think at the soup kitchen, Barb Whitwam and Debbie Gillespie, who recently passed away, unfortunately, but many years, both of them volunteered at the soup kitchen and did wonderful things there. So through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program and the volunteers that we work with there, and at Emergency Shelter, helping the homeless in Berrien County, I meet a lot of volunteers mm-hmm. who do some great things. So it's very humbling to be recognized when I know all the volunteers and what they're doing in the community.
Yeah, and we were just talking before we started the interview where you said you were volunteering yesterday at your church. So why do you volunteer, and why do you think it's important for everybody to take some time out of their day or their year to volunteer?
I've been blessed in my life and career. I'm retired now. I retired from Lakeshore Public Schools a few years back. And, you know, in my faith tradition, we have a saying that comes from Francis of Assisi, it's better to give than to receive. And I truly believe that's true. You know, when you're fortunate, as I have been in my career, I was able to go to college through the GI Bill and have a wonderful career opportunities, and through that meet a lot of wonderful people in our community. It's an opportunity to give back. It's also an opportunity to meet a lot of nice people who I wouldn't otherwise get a chance to meet.
Yeah,
some of my fellow volunteers are great people. Many of my fellow volunteers are great people, as well as the guests or clients that we work with. They're probably people that I may not have an opportunity to meet otherwise, but, you know, it's just a pleasure to get to know some of them and know a little about their life.
Absolutely.
And to work with them or to serve them.
Yeah, and I know we've talked in the past when you've been a part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistant Program here in Southwest Michigan. And what do you love about volunteering for United Way and doing things like that?
Well, I think the neat thing about United Way is depending on your skill set or your interest in volunteering, they can steer you in a direction that best meets your interest. They can connect you with a lot of wonderful organizations, whether it's, again, working with the homeless in our community, working with low or modest income people, like through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and or even helping out at local food pantries, if that's something you would like to do. So they're a good first point of contact that can steer you in the direction of something that will interest you and fulfill you.
Absolutely.
Above and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say congratulations and thank you for all the great work that you do. Robert Burgess, the winner for this year for the Margaret B. Upton Volunteer Leadership Award. Thank you so much for all the great work that you do. And Jennifer, if we want to, again, see the video and see more about how not only that video and see the wonderful people that were recognized, but also, like Rob said, that good first point of contact, if we want to volunteer ourselves when it comes to things going on in Southwest Michigan, where's a good place to find all of that stuff?
You can find all of this at uwsm.org. And we have a great opportunity coming up on November 11th. It's our Rake a Difference event. Every fall, we mobilize hundreds of volunteers in the area to help seniors do their fall yard work and get ready for winter. Wow. And we really need volunteers for that because we don't want to have to say no to any seniors. So please go to uwsm.org and sign up.
It's easy to sign up. I already got signed up just a little while back, so definitely do that.
Great.
And learn more. But thank you guys so much for taking some time to chat with me this morning.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.